Moravian composer Lajos Janáček, who died in 1928 at the age of 74, wrote many of his most highly regarded works in the last dozen years of his life. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, his monumental mass is striking in its structure, size, and rhythms, not to mention its use of an ancient text.
While not known to be religious, Janáček was an advocate for the Slavic people, language, and culture. His Glagolitic Mass, scored for large orchestra, chorus, and soloists, begins with an instrumental movement and brass fanfares. The traditional dramatic elements of a Mass follow, not in Latin, but in Old Church Slavonic, dating from the 9th century. Mezzo-soprano Kelly O'Connor.
The language itself is very dramatic, and it's a bit challenge for us as Americans to sing in Old Slavonic church.
Very difficult, actually.
Tenor Anthony Griffey.
For the tenor, it's very high and declamatory.
Adding to the challenge is Janáček's use of innovative rhythms.
Our final quartet is a little challenging just because the Agnus Dei, we're off the beat, and so is the orchestra, so it's the coordination can be a little bit of an issue, and it makes you feel unsettled, but I think that's the point.
It's a wonderful piece. It's rarely done, but it is a tour de force to put together with the soloist, the chorus, the orchestra, the organ.
The Mass wraps up with an organ voluntary and a celebratory postlude. Janáček's works include 9 operas as well as pieces for chorus, orchestra, chamber ensemble, and piano.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.